Well, the mask mandate is back in my town. The county I live in has reintroduced the mask mandate after 2 years of this. 2 years of this COVID stuff. And so I was in a cafe, and when I saw the sign that the county's brought it back, I put on my mask and I'm waiting in line. And I just think to myself, nope, no more of this crap. No more of this shit. So I walk out of the store. I'm going to drive home and make myself a wholesome breakfast. And cook myself a wholesome breakfast. And that company's not getting any of my money. And it takes a little bit of effort to do that. But this, you know, at this point, you just have to not comply. And by that, I mean, don't give these people your money. Don't give them your business. If they're so desperate to collapse the economy and to make life completely fucking unbearable, then fine. Let them. You know, let these freaks do as much destruction as they can, because it proves there's something wrong, right? This is no longer a constitutional system. You know, just the county decides you got to put the mask on your face. Well, it's causing enormous amounts of pollution, all these masks that people are throwing away. And the masks are not even sterile, right? They're produced in Chinese factories. Chinese factories, roughly the same sterilization techniques as when they're making a fucking t-shirt. And then you're breathing it in and out all day. It's total lunacy. It's absolute lunacy. And there are photos on social media of FedEx drop boxes are like surrounded by packages, like something out of a Santa Claus movie, you know, like packages a mile high, literally thousands of packages because people are sending off their test kits. Well, that's not very sanitary. That's not very hygienic, right? Because if those people are testing themselves, I guarantee you they're not all sterilizing the outside of the package after they touch it, right? They do the nasal swab in their home and they package it all together and they just throw it on the ground in front of a FedEx drop box. If this were a really serious pandemic still, that would not be best practice, right? To have thousands of potentially contaminated packages just sitting on the fucking sidewalk and nobody cares. That's allowed by the city. Obviously, this pandemic is over, or else that would not be allowed. So, in a matter of hours, it'll be a new year. And although it's just kind of, you know, just kind of heuristics and rhetoric, a new year doesn't matter. It's just a new number. Except it sort of does matter, because it provides a bookend, nice little mental bookend to the current year of horrors, and allows the new year of horrible stuff to start up. Because until the world does what I did this morning, which is very lawfully walk out and say, nope, I've complied with all this shit for long enough. If you really don't want my business to that extent, I'll cook my own goddamn breakfast and make my own coffee. And unless the whole world goes that route and you start saying, no, if you want me back in the office, you're not going to jab the fucking thing up my nose every week that contains ethyl oxide, which is a carcinogen. And you're not going to make me wear the mask, which again is just made in some factory in China and then gets thrown out and then ends up floating around on the ocean, causes destruction for the next 150 years. That's actually not the right choice. That's actually not compassionate. It's weird and it's cunty. It's weird and it's cunty behavior. And the majority of us with functioning brains are over it. And one of the things I've learned from helping run Fulcrum, you know, this media project where we try to do real news instead of propaganda, instead of left-wing propaganda and big pharma propaganda, and don't touch Bitcoin, central bank propaganda. We just try to provide real news and an alternative to the bullshit. And what I've noticed is that if you start to speak the truth, you do lose a lot of people. It's not only that you get deplatformed and canceled, so to speak. It's that most people are on some really weird wavelength, right? So it's like QAnon is obviously bullshit. Obviously bullshit. And if you think Donald Trump is some Batman figure, just, you know, rebuilding his forces down in Florida while he's feasting on McDonald's all day. If you believe that, you're just kind of gullible and sad. Gullible and sad. In a way, I feel sorry for you that you're that desperate for an outcome that's not coming. And Trump is so responsible for much of this pandemic. From the mRNA vaccines to the lockdowns to the people he chose to run this the pandemic response, which are people that have remained under Biden. Trump has a lot of responsibility. He bears enormous responsibility. And to think that anti-crypto, anti-weed, Trumpy is going to save us is just kind of juvenile. Just kind of absolutely juvenile. Trumpy, who it turns out had 6 more flights on the Lolita Express than previously known, thanks to some of the Ghislaine Maxwell court stuff that came out. So 7 flights total on Epstein's various jets. 7 flights, not one incidental flight where he needed a ride somewhere and for some reason couldn't find any other plane on the planet other than a convicted pedophile's, but 6 other flights. So he's one of them. He wasn't running a 25-year-long sting operation. He's fucking one of them. But by saying that, I lose so many people on the right who are still being brainwashed by Jack Posobiec and Sebastian Gorka and Creepy Smile Kim Guilfoyle. But one day these people will wake up. I probably won't be broadcasting anymore, but one day these people will wake up. And then on the left, it's so hopeless, it's not even worth making friends. The people on the left, how you've bowed over to Pfizer and Moderna, 2 heartless pharmaceutical companies. And have done really very little to improve the plight of the worker in this pandemic. You know, people in Amazon warehouses are being worked to the breaking point, like some kind of Victorian era horror story about factories and stuff. You know, it's like American companies are taking advantage of the worker. And this is traditionally an area where Democrats and leftists, you know, jump in and do their thing. They don't care at all. All they seem to care about is promoting this faulty, quote unquote, vaccine, which even its most, you know, enthusiastic cheerleaders, how can you cheerlead this anymore when it's not working? Not functioning as a fucking vaccine. Oh, we never said it would function as a vaccine. Yes, you did. We still have the tweets from Bourla, the CEO of Pfizer, saying it's 100% effective. And he still hasn't even deleted that tweet. 100% effective at what? Making money for you and other stockholders in Pfizer? So again, how the left has just become some weird shilling force for big pharma, in much the same way that the rhinos on the right got in bed with the military-industrial complex and allowed 15 years of pillaging in the Middle East, right? Afghanistan. When we pulled out of Afghanistan, we saw that there was really very little community development. There was an airstrip and a couple of little sad shops, and that's it. And the amount of money that the United States has poured into that country over the last 20 years, we could have literally built a permanent base on the moon. But instead, we have some dusty airstrip and some guys in rusty pickup trucks one morning drive onto the airstrip very aggressively. And that's it. We peace out. That's too much for our forces to take. Oh no, they're driving in rusty pickup trucks. Time to pull out. For all we know, the Taliban could have just been asking the military for the updated Wi-Fi passwords, you know? My friend, do you have the new Wi-Fi password? I'm trying to watch some Yellowstone on my Peacock app. You know, it's like such bullshit that we were there for 20 years, got nothing accomplished, wasted vast amounts of taxpayer wealth. And again, got nothing accomplished aside from killing a bunch of Afghani civilians, and supporting total dregs. The warlords we were backing over there have a culture of raping kids. They like to rape boys. And this isn't even like Pizzagate stuff. This is like the U.S. military acknowledges that these warlords are really into raping kids, and they just try to stay away from it. They just try not to affect their culture. What bullshit. What absolute trash. So we weren't a moral force, and we didn't really build anything up that is lasting. It was just a scam. You know, companies like Blackwater Although they probably made some money from this. I'm thinking of Halliburton, right? Companies like Halliburton, which rebranded to whatever the fuck it's called now, took in huge amounts of money. And what did we get out of it? Dusty airstrip and some guys in rusted out pickup trucks. Who, again, for all we know, they just wanted a new Wi-Fi password. They didn't seem all that aggressive to me. Absolutely shameful. Shameful that we were there in the first place, and shameful that we would pull out like that and leave people in jeopardy, leave things in chaos. So you see that and you jump out to like the dollar, right? The US dollar. You go to Colorado, which is about a little less than a 3-hour flight from where I am right now. And you sit down at a bar and you get a beer on tap for $5. and you hand that person a $5 bill, or you hand them your debit card and it debits $5 from your account. And there's really no reason why your beer should be bought in that currency, right? When you're in Colorado, thousands of miles away from here, there's no reason. Why is a piece of federal debt, basically a pseudo-federal debt token, which is represented by either a plastic card with a magnetic strip on it or some little ratty piece of paper with the dead president's face printed on it. And for some reason, that's the exchange system that we use. That's how we measure value. Well, okay, that kind of works. That little hustle kind of works if your empire is winning wars and is really afraid of you. Then you can kind of bundle... You can bundle up your national pride and confidence in the system with the currency, right? A lot of dumb people think, like what Trump says about the dollar, the U.S. dollar, the U.S. needs a strong currency, but it's not the U.S. dollar, Trumpy. And you know that. The Federal Reserve is a fucking sham. The founding families of the Federal Reserve own most of it. And again, what is the value of a piece of paper that represents the debt token for a civilization that now shamefully loses wars? Shamefully loses wars of occupation seemingly overnight, right? Pulled out of Afghanistan seemingly overnight. So what is the intrinsic value of that $5 thing? Why aren't I using crypto to buy my beer, right? At least crypto is a rare thing. It's not tied to a failing state like the U.S. that keeps, you know, pushing a faulty vaccine nonstop. Why don't you at least update it? Why don't you do some new shit, right? The BioNTech guy, he bragged that he designed that vaccine in a single afternoon. Well, maybe that's not enough time to put into this. Maybe you should have put more time in. Maybe it's time for an upgrade, or maybe it's time to leave us all the fuck alone. But this definitely doesn't add up. And speaking of things that don't add up, we did a fun article over on Substack revisiting John Teeter. John Teeter was an internet crazy who posted 21 years ago and asked people to give him questions and stuff because he claimed to be from the future. He claimed to be visiting from the year 2036. And he had a very detailed story about how he was able to come back and what his mission was, etc. And so we revisit some of what Teeter predicted. Kind of uncanny how some of what he said has actually come in. And some people said that's a good article, but it ends kind of abruptly at the end. That's the point. I ended the article on kind of not a cliffhanger, but like, I don't want to tell you what I think of John Teeter. I just want to end the article by showing you some of his posts. And so that's what's at the bottom of the article, is it like kind of ends abruptly. And then you get to see the actual John Teeter material and decide for yourself, right? Unlike the fake news, I don't like to play narrative building. You know, I'm not going to build a little merchandise empire around the John Teeter emails. I just found it fascinating and I did an article on it. I hope you'll read it. I'll put a link in the description. But it's like these people at BuzzFeed and the Daily Beast and Yahoo News have such a high opinion of themselves that I don't think is really borne out by their performance. From saying that Bitcoin was over at $2 each when now it's above $50,000 each. From saying the vaccines would stop 95 to 100% of cases and instead they're fucking garbage. I just don't think that these people have the power they think they have. But maybe I'm wrong. Again, the fact that I've lost so many people to saying Q is shit and the people on the left who speak about nothing other than vaccines and vaccine mandates, they're shit too. They're shit too. And so it's like, well, who's good? Well, you know, again, it goes to crypto. It's not a matter of who's good or who's bad. It's what makes sense. After watching my country lose a massive war that they spent 20 years of taxpayer money funding, just overnight lost it, and after watching the federal government spend vast resources on promoting a vaccine that is simply not working and may even be harming people in ways we don't yet understand. To see that, it's like, hey, I don't want to invest in this token. This is the token of a failing civilization. And if inflation kicks in, Nancy Pelosi or whoever the Speaker of the House is when that happens can increase the pay for members of Congress. They can just jack it up as they did recently. So they're somewhat inflation protected. But a lot of these other bureaucrats are not inflation protected. If the dollar were to turn to shit because people realize that our deep state are now the war losers, I no longer call them the deep state. These sad old fat pedos in Virginia and in D.C., military industrial complex, old fat pedos, haven't won a war since World War II. Their grandparents and their parents tell them that America used to win wars. But now these old pedos are not the deep state. They're the war losers. They go from one loss to another, from a loss against Afghanistan to now a loss against the virus. Right? Biden saying there's no federal solution to the coronavirus. No federal solution. Well, then stop pushing federal solutions. But yeah, so I see this rapidly failing civilization, and that so many people in my civilization have their eyes closed. Right? If you're some QAnon guy jerking yourself off to riddles all day, that doesn't make you a patriot. And it certainly doesn't make you brave. It makes you a coward. It makes you a coward because instead of looking for real solutions like maybe crypto or maybe something else altogether, you're just living in la-la land, right? Where Trumpy, who is 50% responsible for this whole goddamn pandemic, Trumpy's down there in Florida coming up with some brand new 5D chess. And it's like, nah, that's not the level I'm on. And so cryptocurrency is in part the answer. There are obviously at this point a ton of shitty people in crypto. The word's out, right? It's no longer just the ideological people. Bunch of greedy, shitty people in crypto, but so what? To me, it just doesn't make sense to use the dollar everywhere I go when it is the representative currency of a failed civilization. A civilization that's forced me to not travel the last 2 years and has really fucked up my life. The federal government has turned into just a bunch of chomos fucking up our lives. And that's not constitutional. And so my peaceful way of protesting is when I go to that bar, I say, hey, will you take Bitcoin? And a couple of years ago, people would be like, no. But now with all the Bitcoin stuff in the news, people are excited and they say yes. You go to some bar that's actually owned by somebody and isn't just a huge corporation. You know, the manager or the bartender will say, sure, I'll take $5 of Bitcoin. And that's how you change the world, folks. I don't have all the answers, but you don't do it by just pretending things are, pretending things are in some way being fixed by other people when they're not. Trump, the friend of Ghislaine Maxwell and fucking Epstein, Trump who's against crypto, Trump who's against weed, Trump who had 4 years to reform the criminal justice system and didn't, right? Just trotted around that one woman. That one woman he had released early, like some kind of exhibit, something kind of sick about that. But he didn't actually reform the system in a way that benefited everybody. He just picked somebody to use as like a PR, little PR prop. Really sad. So, with Trump, he had 4 years. And if he had done some epic shit, like maybe legalized cannabis at the federal level, or again, actually reformed the justice system, so that young people are not rotting in prison for their whole lives for nonviolent crimes. Or he could have advanced crypto. And instead of Mnuchin, weirdo Mnuchin, Skull and Bones member, by the way. Skull and Bones member. Weirdo Mnuchin did his best to fuck it up. They did nothing positive for crypto. Ignored it. At times tried to fuck it up. Trump, while he was president of the United States, put out a tweet tying Bitcoin to criminals. The first time a president has ever talked about cryptocurrency, and it's Trump saying it's tied to criminal activity. So no thanks, Trump. Don't want it. Don't need it. Get the fuck out. And again, that loses me a lot of support, but it doesn't mean I'm a leftist, and it doesn't mean I'm pro-Pfizer, and it doesn't mean I'm pro-sickness. So anyway, read that article about John Teeter, the supposed time traveler, and let me know what you think. See you guys next year, which is tomorrow.